girls golf up next here. Lady Beaver golf team had a good showing yesterday at Syracuse, and then they have a couple more varsity meets left before regionals. I can't believe how fast it's going. And girls will be at Lakin on Saturday and then the league on Monday. And we're talking here with Coach Michelle Leitner. She gets to start things off. Nobody else wanted to go first, so it's you, right?
It is me. Here I am.
And glad to have you here this evening, Coach. Yesterday, you go to Syracuse, and always a pretty neat golf course from what I hear. And you guys had a good day yesterday.
Yeah, we really did. Took third. Emma placed, so had a very good showing of that. We had a snake on one of the greens.
All right.
I didn't see that.
Nobody petted it or anything?
No.
That's good.
Maybe Coach Hayes.
Coach Hayes. It wasn't a rattler, was it?
No.
Okay.
No.
We would have heard the end of that if it was, so.
Yeah. I wouldn't be here talking about it.
But no, so yeah, you've had some cooler weather to get you guys to compete in here. But last week you had the home meets, and that was, wasn't a bad day. And it was a cold and a damp day. So
yeah,
I think you have to like the fact that, I know you didn't have to like that it was damp and drizzly all day, but it's good for your team to play in those conditions because you could see it down the road here.
Yeah, I think they should have at least one tournament in weather like that before, like, we go to postseason. And what better place to do it than our own tournament, our own home tournament. So they didn't do too bad. They did well, considering.
You feel like that your team is continuing to improve here quite a bit throughout this year?
Yeah, slowly we're seeing improvements, and, like, we're kind of tapering down to the final six, and I mean, we have to by Monday.
You have no other choice. I mean, how close is that gap really between the 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 maybe?
Just a few strokes, really. The averages are pretty close.
And yesterday, I think, does that give your team some confidence here as you move forward through the rest of this season?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. I think that we got some girls that were still out practicing when we left today because, they're just trying to be their best.
All right. Well, two more before regionals here. Saturday, go to Lakin, and then Monday, it's GWAC. I believe that's in Goodland.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, what are you looking to see with your team there with Lakin and then Goodland?
Just more improvements. By now we should, figure out the greens and really know how to work those other greens, especially the bigger greens.
Yeah.
Quicker greens, because everyone we've been on has been quicker than us. By now, we should have that figured out.
Well, now, and then I think it was yesterday you found out you're back down to 3A for girls golf.
Yeah.
I mean, so you get to know that I think you're going to Larned for regionals this year?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
We are.
All right. So, well, hopefully.
So that'll be a new course for him, usually is, but, it'll be a new experience for him, I think, on a 9-hole course doing regionals. So.
All right. Should be fun there. And, yeah, you get to start off Saturday at Lakin, but you're going to see a lot of the kids there probably at that Larned regional that you've seen, maybe exception of Lakin and some of the others, but see a lot of the ones out west here anyway.
Oh, yeah. We won't see Larned. We won't see Hugoton.
Yeah.
They'll be 4A, and so they'll but the other ones we'll see.
And I think Holcomb's also 4A as well.
Thank you. So, yes, I couldn't remember.
And, of course, Ulysses.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. So.
But, nope, it's going too fast, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It always goes too fast.
Yeah.
And so here we are winding down, and that'll be that.
Well, now we get to talk to a couple of exciting golfers here next.
Oh, they are pretty excited, LOL.
Yeah. Thanks again, Coach. Point for Coach Leitner.
Thank you.
Good luck to you guys.
Thanks.
All right. Once again, Coach Michelle Leitner joining us here. And now following Coach Leitner will be junior Hannah Froh. And great to see her on the show for the first time this year. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. And junior year of golf, how's it been for you?
It's been good. Not anything out of the normal. Just kind of the same scores, just another season.
All right. Well, yeah, it's your third season. But yesterday, were you down there or over at Syracuse yesterday?
Yeah, I was.
How did you feel like your game was there?
It was good. It was definitely different the greens were a lot quicker, and it was hard to adjust to those. But overall, I don't think it went too bad.
Okay. Do you feel like that throughout the season, I mean, you've played six tournaments, I believe, this year already, but do you feel like you've played quite a bit more improvement from last year?
Yeah, there has been a lot of improvement, but it just keeps getting better.
What do you feel like as you have two more meets before regionals that you want to do before you get to regionals here?
I would really like to break 115 before regionals or at regionals. I don't know. It's just a goal that I have.
How close are you?
Well, I shot 115 at our home meet, and then I shot 120 yesterday. So I'm hoping that within the next couple tournaments, I can try to do that.
Well, yeah, you're right there then.
Yeah.
All right. But how fun has this been for you this year?
It's been really enjoyable. The girls, the coaches, it's really fun.
All right. Well, hopefully things continue to get better for you and you get to sub 115. It's goes too fast, doesn't it?
It does. It does. The season always seems to go by fast, and it's always a little bit sad when it's over.
Yeah. Well, Hannah, thanks again for the time here this evening, and good luck to you coming up here next few weeks here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Hannah Froh joining us here, and we talked to another junior, and Kate Rogers. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you, and thanks again for joining me here. And yesterday, you went out to Syracuse, I believe. No, you didn't.
No, I go tomorrow.
You go tomorrow. Okay. Well, how's your junior season of golf been?
I've got better on my driving, but not as... I need to work on my putting.
All right. So you're kind of Happy Gilmore-ing it, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. But it's your second year out for golf here, and has this been a lot better experience for you maybe compared to last year?
Yes, it's a lot more enjoyable this year. I kind of know more about it, know what's going on.
What's been your favorite tournament so far?
I like the home one. I like golfing in the cold. Like, I complained because it was cold at first, but I thought it was a lot more enjoyable. I'd rather be cold than hot when golfing.
Well, I understand.
18 holes is a lot when it's hot.
Yeah, and that it is. Of course, you know, bouncing from 9 holes to 18, what do you have to do mentally to adjust to that?
Oh, I have to keep a good attitude or else it's hard if you get down. Like, you can just go bad so fast. So keeping a good attitude is a lot harder on 18 holes because you can be like, oh, I have this many more left because it's double.
Yeah,
so.
Like, I only have 11 left. All right, yeah. No, but you're continuing to make improvements. What's been your best score this year?
Oh, I do not know.
Or what? Yeah.
Oh, I actually have no clue.
All right. That's all right. Sometimes that's all right. But, you know, what's been the strength of your game?
Probably my driving is what is best.
Okay. And is this going to be your final meet then coming up tomorrow, or how many more do you have left?
I go Saturday, too.
Okay.
I'm not sure how many more after that.
All right.
I know I go tomorrow and Saturday.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you. And thanks again for joining me here. And congratulations on a good start to the season. And good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.